The essence of any Buddhist meditation is realizing the natural state of things and being changed by that realization. Realization is the point of all our practices. Mindfulness of breathing, metta bhavana, sadhana, also puja, study, and spiritual friendship. Realization is something wonderful. It should be why one does any Buddhist practice. But how do we recognize it? How can we have confidence that we have it to any degree whatsoever? Well, again, it's not an easy question just to give an answer to, because realization is something very profound, and it's also something very individual and personal. So it can't properly be explained even in words. But let's just try to see if there's anything that we can notice is there in our experience already. I think there is. After all, we all have a mind, which is amazing enough. We all exist. We are all real, aren't we? This is happening, isn't it? The mere fact that we don't realize the nature of mind or the ultimate nature of reality, it doesn't obstruct that reality. That reality is still going on. There isn't anything going on but reality. It's just that we don't see it properly. We don't know it. We don't recognize it. And so we can't have confidence in it sufficiently. You know, obviously, it's there all the time. We just don't know what to look for. But we can learn. Over time, we can train ourselves through the practices that we do. We can train ourselves in looking into the nature of reality. It isn't so hard to recognize, to some extent at least, what Buddhism calls the emptiness of things. In other words, the spaciousness, the magical, elusive quality, liberating quality of everything. We've probably all had some kind of glimpse, though we may not have realized what it was.